Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 39th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I mentioned last week we introduced this chapter and kind of rushed through it in a way because this is the longest chapter. And all of in the book of Genesis is 67 verses here in Genesis chapter number 25. And I just want to look at the end of the chapter, kind of the end of the story, as everything is leading up quickly. By the way, review, you remember that Abraham sent his servant Eleazar. I believe that's who it was. It could have been somebody else. But anyway, whoever it was, his servant to go find a wife for his son Isaac, and he gave him special marching orders, and we see that Eleazar followed his orders, and he came to the place of Abraham's old home place, so to speak, his own homestead. And while Eleazar was there, he prayed, and we looked at that prayer last week, and he didn't just ask for a woman, he asked for a specific woman. And a sign from the Lord. We talked about that sign. Now, in your prayers, you don't need to ask for signs all the time. God's going to answer us. Sometimes we need to see how God answers our prayers particularly. And he asks particularly for a sign. Remember about the woman, when a woman would come and offer me water. And not only that, offer my camels water. And there were 10 camels, I think the number was. And remember I mentioned that each camel can drink up to 20 gallons of water at one time, it's one sitting, so to speak. So she could have drawn at least approximately 200 gallons of water. Anyway, a lot going on there we looked at last week. And then when Eleazar told her what was going on, she kind of went back and they invited her to the dad's house, and her brother, brother Laban, you remember that story came out, and the mom and Eleazar told him all the story about his travels and about Abraham. And then I'm looking for a wife for Isaac and your daughter Rebekah. She's the one. And of course, they were rejoicing. And they remember they asked if she would stay for 10 days. There in verse number 54 through 57. They said, yeah, she can stay. But verse number 55, her brother and her mother say, well, let the damsel, speaking of Rebecca, stay with us here for 10 days, and then she shall go. And notice in verse number 54, it says, stay with us a few days, at least 10. In their mind, I think they were saying, well, we're going to keep her a little longer. And I remember a quote that I read to you last week. One writer wrote this, if the world does not succeed in persuading the believer to abide in the world, it will seek to delay his exit. When you decide to go with the Lord, the world will say, don't rush, abide a few days, at least 10 days, and then go. Kind of a comparison how people in the world and following Christ, well, hang around here a little while. You ain't got to go right away. Remember when Jesus was on the shore of Galilee, he told those fishermen, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And the Bible says immediately they left all and followed him. Well, we see that example here where Rebecca, they asked, verse number 58, they called Rebecca, the mother and the son, says, well, do you want to go? And Rebecca said, yeah, I will go. And so verse number 59, they sent away Rebecca, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And then they blessed Rebekah and saw the promises. I didn't get into verse 60 last week, but look at the promise that they believed the Lord. Thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. Remember the promises of Abraham, and it went on to Isaac, and they understood all this. So well, may the Lord bless you, and you be the mother of thousands of millions. Then verse number 61. And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Remember, she had just met this servant. Perhaps it was Eleazar, whoever it was. And she followed him because she knew that was the Lord's will for her life. It was a step of faith for her, obviously. And so she went her way. And then verse number 62, it turns away from Rebekah and looks back at Isaac, who's waiting. He's praying for the right woman in his life because he knew what was going on. Verse number 62, and he came from the way of the well, and he dwelt in the south country, verse 63. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at eventide. Again, Isaac is praying. He's meditating on the goodness of God and anticipating God's answer of prayer. He knew God was going to answer the prayer. Abraham, his father, he knew what was going on. He's going, go get a bride. And here he is anticipating. He just can't wait. So here he is praying, meditating. And I love this part. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. I am working on a sermon. That's going to be the title of the sermon next couple weeks. The camels are coming. Literally, God's answering your prayers. While he was praying and meditating, and he's praying, he lifted up his eyes, and right before him, the camels were coming. And Rebekah, verse number 64, lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. Again, we talked about that. Literally, she jumped off the camel. Now, let's redress this. For she said unto the servant, what is this that that man walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant said, it's my master. Therefore, she took a veil and covered herself. I can just imagine all the way from the trip from her house to Isaac. It's quite a journey that Eleazar was answering all her questions about Isaac. What's he like? I'm going to marry this guy. I want to know something about him, you know. What kind of food does he eat? What's his favorite food, you know? And what does he like to do? You know, tell me about him. Describe his face, you know, and his hair and his eyes. And no, does he have a big nose? I can just imagine that whole trip that they just didn't ride in silence. And the servant was probably answering all her questions about Isaac. And that's why I said, when she saw him, she jumped off that camel. She knew who he was. Verse number 66, and the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done about his travels and about his journey, how he found Rebekah. And I'm sure he told him about the well experience and watering of the camels and all these gifts that had been given. And because it said all the things that he had done. And then verse number 67. And Isaac brought her, speaking of Rebekah, into his mother Sarah's tent. Remember, Sarah had died, had passed away. And took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Notice the order here. The order here is a little different than we do today. And again, the way we do marriages and all is a lot different. I wouldn't recommend how they're doing this back then, how we do it as compared to the way we do it today. But notice, as soon as he saw her, he knew this was God's perfect plan for his life, God's plan for her life. And so they went into the tent, and she became his wife. They didn't have a marriage ceremony like we have today. I mentioned last week, I remember, well, we just had a marriage ceremony here a couple weeks ago, right here in this auditorium. But I remember some 34 years ago, or 35, whatever it was. What is it, baby? I'm in trouble. 34, 35, whatever it is. She'll straighten me up when we get home. All right. Whatever. I remember her walking down this aisle. I remember that beautiful ceremony, most beautiful woman in the world had agreed to marry me, and I was just so thrilled. They didn't do it back then this way. And we're going to talk about the marriage ceremony in just a minute about this and kind of how the Jewish tradition of marriage is. But this is a beautiful picture.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.